morning, everyone. This is Mark from GetMoreMomentum.com, and this is the first of our podcasts that we're going to be producing on a regular basis. What we're going to cover today is how Lee McIntyre achieved success very quickly and made a lot of money very, very quickly. We'll also answer the question on how can you make money online, and then we're going to cover what you need, or Lee's number one tip for getting started quickly. So, Lee, could you please let us know exactly how you did that? How did you achieve such success very, very quickly?
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate it. And welcome to everyone as well to episode one of the GetMomentum.com podcast. Pleasure to have you here. First thing I should say is, excuse me, there you go. I've got a bit of a cough, so I do apologise for that. Okay, so really want to jump in there to answer your question, Mark. And people obviously know me for being famous for making a lot of money really quickly online. Let me tell you a little bit about the backstory. I used to be a high school teacher. I used to teach business studies and economics. I really loved my job. Well, in fact, that's not true. I loved teaching people, but I wasn't so keen on the actual job aspect of it. I didn't really like all the paperwork and all the hoops you used to have to jump through, but I did actually like kind of imparting my knowledge and educating people. So one day I decided to start an online business, and that's exactly what I did. Now, when I started my first kind of marketing online business at lee-mcintyre.com, I was selling a product initially called Auction Profits Unleashed, and literally 30 days after starting that business, in my first 30 days, I'd earned $7,230.95 in 30 days from scratch, which was a massive number, and that really caught a lot of people's attention because they saw me as this teacher. I was still working full-time as a teacher, and I went away online and made all this money in a really short space of time. I should say, by the way, that my business now generates revenues in excess of $100,000 per month, but back then when I first got started, that was a tremendous amount of money for me. I was very, very happy with that. So in terms of how we actually accomplished that in our business, well, it was really a lot more simple than you'd imagine. We simply found a desperate market, a group of people who had a really urgent need that they wanted solving. And some examples of desperate markets might be people with back pain, or who want to clear acne, or who want to lose weight. But maybe people who want to save a relationship, like an ex-back, or date more women, or date more men. But in our case, the desperate market that we followed was how to use eBay to build a home-based business. And that was the kind of market that we found. And we found there's a lot of people out there really desperate for information on, and exactly that, how to use eBay to build a home-based internet business. So I kind of figured it'd be a really good product to create. Plus, I already had lots of experience of running an eBay business myself. For the year previously, I'd been running an internet business with my girlfriend and making quite a lot of money, so I figured I had the expertise to teach people on this. So the first step to making that $7,000 was really to identify a group of people with a desperate need. That desperate need was how to start a home-based business on eBay. Now, the second step to that was actually to create an information product that filled that need and delivered also information. So the product I created was called Auction Profits Unleashed, and it was an 80-page ebook giving amazing information, showing people how to start an eBay business and how to grow an eBay business too, and people loved it. So the first step was find a desperate need, the second step was create a product that filled that need, and then the third step was to package that product in a way that people wanted to buy it and it was perceived as valuable. So I wrote a simple sales letter, and I did that with no copyright experience. I literally just looked at some of the sales letters that other people had and kind of modelled them. You know, if they had a headline, I had a headline. If they had a guarantee, I had a guarantee. And I really went from there. So first step, find a market. Second step, create the product. Third step, package it in such a way that people will buy it with a sales letter. And then the fourth step was to get traffic. Now, if you think about it, now I've got this sales letter up. It's selling a product that people want. All I need to do now is tell people about the product. And obviously, some of them are going to buy. And that's exactly what happened. So how did I do that? Well, I actually went and got JV partners and affiliates promoted for me. Now, bear in mind, at the time, I had no contacts, no affiliates, no partners. Nobody had ever even heard of me before in this marketplace. Yet I was still able to get some of the biggest names in our industry to promote. People like Jim Cockrum, John Fornell, Sarah Brown, Tony Shepherd, Tiffany Dow, Oliver Gola. All these big people with expertise in this marketplace, excuse me, wanted to promote for me, wanted to drive sales to my website. So how did I do that? Well, the answer was simple. I used something called the Joint Venture Scalpel. And you might be wondering what that is. Well, it's simply a technique where you can pretty much get anybody to promote for you for any kind of product you create. And it simply involves going and finding affiliates who would be interested in your product and then making them an irresistible offer. So what do I mean? Well, I went to John Fornell, for example, and I said, look, if you promote my product for me, then here's what I'll do for you. If you promote for me, I'm going to give you a 50% commission, which is kind of standard in our industry. Plus, I'll also give you loads of cool content exclusive to you that you can share with your members. So now all of a sudden it became a no-brainer for John. Because now John could promote my product, get paid 50% commission, and he made hundreds of sales, and he got paid a lot of commission. Plus, now I was making content for him in the future. So now he could relax next week. Instead of making his own videos, he could use my videos for his members instead. So what do you think I said when I went to Jim Cochran? Well, I said exactly the same. I said, look, Jim, if you promote this for me, I'll give you a 50% commission. Plus, I'm also going to make some content for your My Silent Team membership. And that way, just put your feet up next month and, you know, I'll make the content for you. And he said, yeah. And that's called the JV scalpel. It's all about going and finding affiliates and saying to them, you know, what can I do for you? What extra kind of value can I deliver? What can I give you that's really going to make your life better? And then giving them a commission on top as well. And that's how you get people to promote for you. So the first step to recap was to find the desperate market. The second step to recap, create the product. Third step, package it in a way that sells. Fourth step, drive traffic to your sales page. And I use the JV scalpel to do that. And look, if you've got a product that people want and you've got it packaged in such a way that people are going to buy it with a good sales letter, and then you can get people to your web page, then some will buy and you'll make some sales. And that's exactly what I did to make $7,000 in those first 30 days.
Fantastic. Thanks, Lee. So what would you actually say to somebody who said to you that it's not actually possible to make money online?
Okay, good question. And we get this all the time. Mark, who's sat with me now, who's doing this podcast, it's the first podcast we've done together. Mark actually works a lot with our affiliates and works with a lot of our customers. And he probably gets that question a lot on the help desk. Am I right?
Oh, yes. Quite often.
So we get that question a lot, and people say, like, is it possible to make money online? Okay, there's a couple of things I would say. It's absolutely possible to make money online. I'm proof of it. There are other people out there who are proof of it. You know, and it's certainly possible. And the best advice that I would give to people who have that kind of attitude is this. If you're sat there thinking it's not possible to ever make any money on the internet, then you probably never will. And I know that sounds kind of goofy, but it's true. If you're sat there thinking everything is a big scam, everything is a big con, it's not possible to make money, then you never will. It's as simple as that, because when you've got a negative attitude, you're never going to take the steps needed to build your business. Look, I'm not here to tell you that building an internet business is easy. It's not. It can be very involved and it can be very tricky at times. And I'm not here to tell you it's always going to be rosy and sunny in the garden. It's not. Look, I've worked my backside off for my first year online. Now I don't have to work as much because I've got a team of people who can do it for me. But back then I had to work really hard. And building an online business can be tough. And look, most of the other so-called gurus out there won't tell you this, but it's the truth. But the rewards for doing it are tremendous. So I'd strongly encourage anyone to get out there and start, you know, building your online business. But it can be tough at times and you need to know that. But if you're sat there thinking, look, this doesn't work, this is never going to work, it's all a big scam, then the reality is simple. You will never ever be prepared to take the steps necessary to go out there and make money. When I first started online, I was working a lot of hours, I was building my business, I was making sales. Yeah, I made $7,000 in the first month, but I also worked pretty hard to do that. And then I made $20,000 a month and I worked hard for that too. And to get to $100,000 a month, and last year we made $1 million of sales in 2009, to do that involved lots of hard work. But as my business has grown, the hard work has gone down. But my point is this, if I'd have been sat around thinking everything was a scam and a lie and a con, let me ask you this, do you think I would have been prepared to do the hard work? Would I have been prepared to sit around and not go out in an evening and instead write some sales copy? Would I have been prepared to sacrifice a meeting with friends or a trip to the cinema or a football match? Would I have sacrificed that just to make a product? The answer's probably no. And the answer's no, because in the back of my mind, I would be thinking it's all a scam. Look, the truth is, of course you can make money online, and it's not a complicated procedure. You simply find a group of people who've got a problem, you create a product that fixes that problem, you package it in a way that it sells, and then you get traffic to the sales page. And I recommend affiliate marketing for that. And I certainly recommend you probably get started on ClickBank, really tap into their affiliate network, and that's the best advice I'd give to people. But to those people who say it's not possible to make money online, first you've got to adjust your mindset, and then secondly, you've got to go over there and take massive action. And it's not just about reading ebooks or watching videos or even joining membership sites. It's about doing those things, getting educated, and then taking action.
Right, I'm not going to let you go this morning, Lee, until you've answered this last question, which is, what's your number one tip to allow people to get started today?
Okay, good question. In terms of getting started today, people have got no website, no experience, they've got nothing. The best advice I would give them would be to join my membership site. No, I'm only joking. The best advice I can give people, actually I'm kind of joking, the best advice I could give to people is just to take massive action. You know, when I first started online, I would go around in circles, I would get nothing done, I would never finish anything, I would often never start anything. Look, you're not going to get rich buying information products, you're not. You know, even if they're my information products, you're not going to get rich doing that. You're going to get rich, or you're probably going to get rich, or you've got a chance of getting rich if you buy information products and then take massive action. So the best advice I could give to people is you've got to educate yourself on how to build your business, and then you've got to take massive, massive action. And you've got to course correct constantly. So look, you buy an ebook and it says, look, create an information product, then put it on ClickBank, then get some affiliates. That's not going to do anything for you unless you actually get out there and do it. And the honest reality, the brutal truth is, the first time you go out there and do this stuff, the very first time you do it, you're probably not going to succeed. Now, I know you don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. I didn't succeed the first time either. And, you know, if I'm going to be really honest, the second time you do it, you might not succeed as well. The second time you do it, you might fail too, or maybe even the third time. But the point is that if you keep on trying, and you keep on course correcting, and you keep on educating yourself, and you keep on taking massive action, then your failings will get smaller, and your successes will get closer. Does anyone on the call really think that $7,000 in the first 30 days was error-free? Of course not. That was on the back of a lot of trial, a lot of error, a lot of learning, a lot of course correction, and a lot of action taking. And that's what you need to do as well. So you need to get out there, educate yourself, figure out a proven plan, and you can do that easily by modelling other marketers as well. You know, if you want to sell dating products, go out there and find someone who's doing it successfully already and model what they do, but add your own spin on it. If you want to sell marketing products, then do the same. Get out there, educate yourself, model other people, and take action. And be prepared to fail. Understand that, look, you might fail, you might fall short, but that's okay as long as you're prepared to learn from what didn't work and course correct and then do it again. But the number one advice would be, don't abandon what you're doing to go and do other stuff. I'll give you a quick example. When I first started, I'd figure out article marketing. I'd buy all the ebooks on it and all the DVDs, I'd learn it, I'd take action, and that was good. And I'd take action and action and action, and I would fail, I'd fail, I'd fail, I'd fail. And at the end of that, I think, God, article marketing doesn't work. Now I'm going to do blogging. And I'd go off and I'd do the same again for blogging. And that wouldn't work, and I'd go off and do something else. My point is this. If I was going to invest another 10 hours in my online business, do you think I was going to get closer to success if I spent those 10 hours carrying on with my article marketing education and business plan? Or if I started again with a new business plan completely from scratch? The reality is that if I'd have invested that time to continue with article marketing, I've got a much better chance of getting to success. I already know what doesn't work. I already know what works a little bit. I've got lots of data, lots of information products already. Find a proven plan and then keep on taking action until you get to success, but massively avoid the temptation to drift and to try new ideas and new concepts. That's the big black hole that so many people fall down, and I did the same as well. I'd get to article marketing, it wouldn't quite work, and then I'd go off and do something else, but every time I swapped idea or concept or business plan, I was always so close to breakthrough before I swapped. That is not the way you need to do things. You need to be really focused and you need to get stuck in. And I've also mentioned that internet marketing can be hard, of course it can, but the rewards can be massively lucrative as well. If you do want to get started, then you know, if you want to come over to getmoremomentum.com, that's getmoremomentum.com. We've got loads of free content on there. We're posting every day with more fantastic free content that you can use to build your online business. And if you did want to enhance your education and speed up your progress and cut out even more of a learning curve, then you can actually join our Platinum program. And it's just $1 to get started for your first 14 days. And that's at getmoremomentum.com/join. So getmomentum.com/join. Come along to our blog, use some of the free information, profit from it. And if you want to enhance your education, no problem. If you want to upgrade your service and get faster results, then it's getmomentum.com/join. You'll find oodles of information there, guaranteed to help you build your business faster.
There you go. That's it for episode one of the getmoremomentum.com podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thanks very much, guys. Take it easy, and I'll speak to you soon.